Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav Mishnah Vav and parak Vav Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Piskei Aris. When it comes to the gaps in between an aris, once again, an aris is a vineyard where we specifically train the vines to grow in a specific direction around certain items, a fence, a tree, and so on. So the question is, when I have different groups of arisos, then how much of a distance in between them can allow me to plant a foreign crop, a different type of plant? Says the Mishnah, Shmona Amos Ve'od. If I have 8 Amos and a little bit more, as the Mefarshim explained, what does a little bit more mean? What does the Ve'od mean? So it means 1/6 of an Amma, which is a Tefach, we assume, generally speaking. There are 6 Tefachim in 1 Amma. So therefore, 1/6 of an Amma is a Tefach. So Shmona Amos Ve'od, and a little bit more. So basically, it's 8 Amos and 1 Tefach in between the arisos, in between these vineyards, would allow a person to then plant a different crop in that space. Continues the Mishnah, V'chol midos she'amru chachamim bekerem ein behen ve'od. When it comes, generally speaking, to the halachos of a vineyard, the Mishnah says, there's no ve'od, there's not this additional little piece. You have generally set amounts of distances that we're referring to, that we're talking about, that we're learning about. Chutz mi piskei aris. Except for the gaps in between an aris, there we have this halacha of ve'od, where a little bit more beyond the 8 amos of 1 tefach is required as well. Continues the Mishnah, Eluhein piskei aris. These are considered to be the gaps of an aris that would allow a person to plant in between them. Says the Mishnah, aris shecharav meyamtso. Let's say you have 11 vines in an aris where the middle vine was destroyed, completely destroyed. So now you have 10. V'nishtayru bo chamish gefanim mikan, v'chamish gefanim mikan. You have five vines that remain on one side, and you have 5 vines that remain on the other side. Says the Mishnah, im yesh sham shmona amos. If there's a total of 8 amos in between them, lo yavi zera lasham. You can't bring any other seed there to plant. It has to stay barren, stay plain, stay unplanted. However, if it's Shmona Amos Ve'od, but if it's 8 Amos and a little bit more, and this extra Tefach, you have that full, complete amount of distance in between the Ares, then Nostin Lo Kdei Avodaso V'Zorea Es Hamosar. Then all you got to do is leave the amount of avodoso that is required, vizoreas hamoser, and you could plant in the remaining space. Now, how much space are we talking about when it says they have to leave a little bit of avodoso, a little bit of space in between the vineyards, the vines, and whatever you're looking to plant? We saw earlier that was a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The Chachamim said you have to leave 4 amos, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said they have to leave 6 tfachim in between random vines and of an aris and something else that you are planting. So according to the Chachamim, there's very, very little space. You're going to leave 4 amos between each of them. There's basically a tefach left to plant. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, certainly there's more space according to him. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Aris shehu yotzei min hakosa mitoch hakeren v'kale. A person has an aris, and the aris is basically coming out. There's a long wall, and it's basically divided up between the wall in a very interesting way. On the one hand, you have 3 vines in one corner on one side. Then you have a whole space in the middle, and then you have 2 vines on the other side. So normally 5 vines together would create an aris, but here we have all of the space in between. That normally each vine is evenly distributed. They're all equally distributed from one another. But here there are 3 on one side, one corner, and you have 2 on the other side, and they're completely separate corner. So says the Mishnah, "Viz nostin lo avodaso." You gotta simply give them the space that you would normally give them before planting anything else in that middle space. Or we have that middle space now. The question is, can you plant in that middle space? It says the Mishnah, Nostin lo avo daso. You have to give the 6 tfachim of space in between both, you know, of distance from each set of vines. Vizorea samoser, and the rest of the space in that middle area, you can absolutely plant in. Because again, we don't connect the two with the three because they're so distant from one another. That's how we paskin. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, and he is Lishitaso, he is in accordance with his same opinion as we learned earlier, where he says, "Im ein shamar ba'amos lo yavi zera l'shem." No, if there aren't four amos when it comes to between a wall and a garden, a wall and a vineyard, and so on, he requires four amos of distance before you start planting any other additional crops. But again, we pass like the Tanakam, as long as you have six tvachim in between. Of distance from the crop that you're planting now and the vines on both sides, then that is sufficient to plant. A quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav discussed the case of the piskiaris, the gaps in between the various trellised vineyards, and said the Mishnah that you need shmona amos ve'od, you need eight amos and a tefach in between the vines in order for you to plant something else there. And it specifically referred to a case where you have 11 vines, the one in the middle is destroyed, and we said that if there are only 8 amos or less in between that space, then you can't plant anything else, but if there's 8 amos in the tefach, then you may plant other things, as long as you leave the avodah, so you leave that little bit of space, of workspace, which again is a machlokas, exactly how much space. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saying 6 tefachim, and the Chachamim saying 4 amos, but then you could certainly plant in whatever space is left. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, discuss the case where you have an aris that's sort of split up, 2 vines on one corner on one side of the wall, 3 vines on the other. Together they would combine to make an aris and therefore require much more space. But because there's a whole area of land in between the 2 and the 3 sets of vines, we assume that you can, as long as you leave the 6 tefachim on both sides, then you can plant in the middle. Have a great day.